In the book of Romans, I think one of the things that, when you look at different books of the Bible, sometimes you pick up key words. For example, if you look in the book of Judges, one of the key phrases that you see in Judges, you see continually, and men did what was right in their own hearts. So there's a continuing thing that you see, and it kind of tells you in the book of Judges, it lets you know why the things are happening, and you know the cycles that you see. It gives you a real understanding of what's taking place in the hearts of the people, so you can understand the results that are happening as well. So there are different books of the Bible. You can see certain phrases, certain words that become thematic. And I'm not saying this is a theme from Book of Romans, but in Paul's letter to the Romans, one of the things you do see him talk about a lot is peace. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, he says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is one of the verses that it's easy for us to just kind of read through. It starts off a chapter, and we just kind of read through it and let it be like a launching pad into the rest of the chapter, into the rest of the book. And it's easy for us to miss just some of the value that's there. And I'm not going to look at this verse entirely. We'll probably look more at it tomorrow. But this is a good launching point, and it shows us that you know the Lord is speaking through, the Holy Spirit is speaking through Paul and getting us this idea of peace. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, because of your faith in what Jesus Christ did for you," you've been justified through Jesus Christ. Because of that faith and the resulting justification that comes through Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. Now, this is obviously saying and speaking to the fact that before Jesus and before the work of Jesus, before Jesus took our place, was our substitute, took our punishment, died for our sins, and then was raised again in victory and ascended to the right hand of the Father, before that, man was in a place of enmity with God. There was a separation between God and man. There was enmity between God and man. God and man could not be with God because of sin. And so there was this separation. But the Bible tells us because of Jesus Christ, and here's a great thing, here's an oversimplification, but God's no longer, there's no anger that God has. God's total wrath and anger because of sin has been poured out fully on Jesus Christ. All of it. And so there is no more anger that God has for you. He doesn't have anger. Even when you have failed and fallen short, even since you've been a believer, God's not angry at you. God loves you. We have peace with God. There is, once again, because of Jesus Christ, there is that peace with God. You're in a state of peace with Father God. But the word peace is such a powerful word. Let me just ask you this. Do you think you are living in peace today? Think about your weekend and think about last week. When you think about words or adjectives that would describe your week last week, would one of those words to describe your week be peace? Peaceful? Would you say you were at peace most of the week, that you experienced peace? You were at peace regardless of what was happening? See, I think most people, when you talk to people, whether they say it out loud or not, you get a definite sense that people have a lack of peace in their life. And one of the things that you can see people are just striving for and hungering for is peace. I just wish I had peace in my marriage. I wish I had peace in my household. I wish there was peace in the workplace. People just look for and long for peace. Well, Paul talks to us a lot about peace in the book of Romans. So we looked at Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Let's go ahead 10 chapters. In Romans chapter 15, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. I just read to you from the New King James. In the Amplified Bible, starting in verse number 1 of Romans 15, "We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith ought to bear with the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak. We ought to help carry the doubts and the qualms of others, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us make it a practice to please make happy his neighbor, for his good and for his true welfare, to edify him and to strengthen him and to build him up. So you can definitely see where Paul is going with this in the 15th chapter. He's letting us know that because of who we are in Jesus Christ, we should have the strength, we should have the conviction, we should have the robust faith that we are there to help. We ought to bear the failings and the frailties of others, those who are weak, and help carry the doubts and the qualms of others, not to benefit ourselves and not to please ourselves, but to their benefit as a sacrifice to them. And so he goes on and he says a few other things about that. Now, if we drop down to verse number 13, in the King James, verse number 13 from Romans 15 says, "Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, but you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Here again we see that word peace, and you will see peace again through the book of Romans. Now if we read that verse, and again, remember, you know, in verse number 5, Paul had said, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, you have been justified in Jesus Christ. And part of what comes to that justification is peace with God. But when you look at what the word peace actually means, the word peace, even specifically right there, in context, if you look up the word peace in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, you're going to see that part of what that peace is talking about is favor. It's not just that you no longer are at odds with God. You have relationship with Father God. You have a relationship with Him. So you have peace. You're not at odds with Him. But because you now have a relationship with Him, you have all the things that come with that relationship. You have the benefits that come with that relationship of Father God. And so we should be considering what some of, because this is the peace that is yours. So we should be considering what some of those favors are that we have with God. And in chapter number 15, you can see that he's saying that part of the favor that we have, and you might not feel this way, but if you're looking for peace in your life and you're finding peace in your life to be elusive, understand that peace in part is that favor that comes with that restored relationship with Father God through Jesus Christ. So you have all of the favor that comes with that. And because of that, you can be strong. If you're feeling like you lack peace, instead of seeing yourself, usually when people lack peace, it's because they feel like they have no control. They feel like circumstances in life itself is controlling them, and they're not controlling the circumstances. And so they feel like they just don't have peace in their life. It feels to us when we don't have peace, it feels like there is upheaval around us, and we cannot control it. We just want peace to be around us. If you're lacking peace, you're probably feeling like your world is in upheaval. Paul said that you've been justified by faith. It's because of your faith that you've been justified through Jesus Christ. You now have that relationship, and there's favor that comes with the relationship. You are strong in Jesus Christ. You may not feel like it. And you might even deny it. As you hear me say that, you might be shaking your head and saying, "No, that's not me. Like, I'm not strong in Jesus Christ. I wish that I was, and I strive for that, and I hope to someday obtain it, but that's not me." Well, you've deceived yourself. And that's part of the reason you're not experiencing that peace, because you feel like you have no control in life. The truth of the matter is, you have the peace of God. Let me go back to chapter 15 of Romans, verse number 13. In the Amplified, it says, "May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing, through experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope." This is what you see at the start of that chapter when you see in chapter 15, verse number 1, that Paul is talking and saying, listen, for we who are strong, part of having peace is you understand you have the favor, you have all the blessings. And there's strength that comes with that. It's the strength of knowing who you are. If you lack peace, it's in part because you feel like you don't have control over the circumstances around you, over life. You feel like life is controlling you. You feel like your sickness and your body are controlling you. If your body says you're sick, you just assume, well, I can't control that. I say that you can through the Word of God and what Jesus has done. When you look and you have no peace because it feels like no matter how hard you try, you can't get ahead financially, and you've never been able to. And so it's easy to just assume, well, this is just the way. I have no control over this. I work hard. I just can never seem to get ahead. And you feel like you have no control over it. But you're missing the understanding of who you are in Jesus Christ. This is the peace that God wants you to have. Peace is the favor. Part of peace is the favor of God through the restored relationship. Let me read verse number 13 from Romans 15 again. May the God of your hope, so the one that you have been justified in Jesus Christ, and now, according to Romans 15:1, you have that relationship once again. You are at peace with Father God. And because you have that peace, you're no longer at odds. You are now one with Him. He dwells within you by His Spirit being in you. You are linked to all the spiritual truth. You may not be able to see it, sense it, or feel it because it's in your spirit, but your spirit is tied directly to the throne room of God. Your spirit is tied because His Spirit is in you. Your spirit is tied directly to the presence of Father God. This is who you are. If you're in the presence of Father God, and you have peace with Him, and you have the favor of Him, is there anything that you lack? If you were standing in front, and you could see yourself standing in front of Father God, and He told you that there is peace, He has peace with you. And so all the favor that He has is yours. Is there anything that you feel like you would not have, or that He would withhold from you? Back to verse number 13 of Romans 15. May the God of your hope fill you. Because of who you are in Jesus Christ, you are filled with all the joy and peace, joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and this is the Spirit that dwells within you, this is the Spirit that ties you right to the presence of Father God. You have the joy and peace through faith, believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope, rather than feeling like, well, I can't control the circumstances. I've tried. I can't control them. That's a hopeless summation of your present and your future. That's a hopeless outlook. And that's contrary to who you are. That is not where you should be. And if you're there now, understand this, because of your relationship, because you have peace with Father God through Jesus Christ, through your faith, because of that, you are filled. Oh, I don't feel joy and peace, Todd. It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. You are filled. This is what the Word says. And in your spirit, because of the Holy Spirit that is in you, what are some of the fruits of the Spirit? Peace and joy. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, you have the fruit of Him. You have His joy. You have His perfect peace in you. You can live and feel and experience that peace in you because it's in you. Well, I don't feel it. It doesn't matter whether you feel it right now or not. If you acknowledge that it's in you because His Spirit dwells within you, if you acknowledge that joy and peace and all the rest are the fruits of the Spirit, if you acknowledge that that's in you, acknowledge it and thank Him for it. And then what happens is that joy and that peace that is already within you, it's in your spirit, it comes from your spirit into your soul. And your soul is your mind, your thoughts. It is as you thank Him for it, regardless of whether you feel joy or peace right now, thank Him for that peace. Thank Him for the favor that you have. And then the end result of that is, it is that peace and joy that is inside of you that wells up in your spirit. And it comes from your spirit into your soul, which is your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. Then you are truly experiencing that peace and that joy. And that peace, part of what that peace is again, is the favor. So you have the power, and that's what it says in that verse, through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you speak to a situation, see, people that don't feel like they have peace, feel like they don't have control over a situation. And so they never experience peace because it's the situations that are leading them. It's the situations that are dominating. It's supposed to be the way around. You have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. So as you have that peace coming from your spirit into your soul and you realize that peace, then you also realize part of peace is favor. And the favor and all the things that are promised to you, you have the power of the Holy Spirit to bring those things that are the promises of the Word of God into your life so that you control the situation and the circumstances, not in your power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit through you. And that's why in verse number 1 and 2, you can then become those who are strong in your convictions and of robust faith, able to bear the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak because you're strong. This is the expectation that God has for each one of us. Listen, if you feel like you're lacking peace today, the peace is already in you. You have peace. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, and read that today. If you feel like you lack peace, read Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, then go to Romans chapter 15 and read this verse number 13. And understand that part of peace, not all of it, but a part of peace. And we'll look at this more tomorrow, but a part of peace is talking about that favor that comes with God.